The seeds of progressive values are not to be found in Aztec civilization before Columbus, and they're scarcely in evidence outside of the Western world and its closest allies. To acknowledge this fact is not to justify the crimes of our civilization, only to keep them in correct perspective. But that's what the activist left, in its unhistorical self-righteousness, cannot do. It cannot tell the difference between Antifa vandalism and D-Day, summarized Daniel McCarthy in The Spectator. That ending paragraph in a rather good column headlined Self-Righteous Vandals, the Attempt to Prettify History is Ugly, hints at a reason the truly educated and thinking capable adults find it so difficult to take seriously the political demands of the young and passionate as well as over-credentialed older radicals. It's not that we all think there are no problems needing attention and change. What makes us so unwilling to follow along is that we know enough to understand that much of the very society known collectively as Western civilization and its attendant institutions, traditions, and values are what affords us the historically unique opportunities to regularly make improvements without regressive revolution. Throwing the proverbial baby out with the bathwater is what leftists and the passionate mob are most often suggesting. They wish to destroy the very cultural norms that allow for debate, dissent, disagreement, and change, all in the name of affecting change. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.